Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
There is a viral video going around over the course of the last couple of days. Have you guys seen Cat Pervert?
No.
Oh, this is beautiful.
What about cats?
Pervert, okay?
Our resident cat lady is very scared right now.
Which is going to lead us into an email that we got coincidentally just about at the same time here. So this is a dude in San Diego that apparently his neighbor's cat keeps coming into his yard. The neighbor is upset that the dude that has the cat that's coming into the yard isn't shooing him off or kicking the cat out either fast enough or at all. And it has escalated so much that they got into this fight in San Diego non-cat owner's yard, and he recorded it.
You're upset because we made friends with your cat, sir?
You're keeping it in your
no,
yard.
No, I'm not.
And it's our cat.
I'm not even in my yard right now. What am I doing? The gate's open.
You're unreasonable people. You're holding our cat.
How? I'm not even in there. I want you to explain how.
Go in your yard and say, Mercury, go home. Don't come in our yard anymore.
She will not listen. She's a cat. She doesn't speak English.
Really? Doesn't mean go home?
No.
Huh?
Hand signals don't mean anything. It's a cat, dude.
Really? Okay. Cat pervert.
I have done nothing to bring this.
He's lost it.
You know what? There's a crime about you harboring my cat.
What crime is that?
It's against the law.
What crime is that?
It's called harboring an animal.
I can understand being angry if my cat was in your yard. You're angry because your cat is in my yard. No, I can't. I don't speak cat, dude.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, the cat pervert chant.
Yes. Tommy, I am making a request right now that anytime that Abby talks about her cat, you use that cat. Anytime. All right, so that has been going around, but just coincidentally, it aligns perfectly with an email that we just got about the exact same situation. We were supposed to have her on this morning, but she's not answering.
Oh my gosh, it does. All right, so her email read, "Hi, Burt Show. I listen to you all every day. I'd like to take a second to say hi to Abby and welcome her to the Burt Show fam. She makes a great addition to the show.
So sweet.
I would like your guys' advice or fellow listeners' advice on what to do with the situation that I'm currently going through. We have lived in our home for 10 years. We know our neighbors, but are not super close with them. We make conversation from time to time when we happen to see them, but nothing beyond that. So here's the issue. Our neighbors have an indoor-outdoor cat that frequents our property on a daily basis. This doesn't bother me. Our home borders acres of undeveloped land, and the cat probably keeps the unwanted pest away, if you know what I mean. The problem I am having is that the cat uses our mulched area as a litter box. I can visually see where the cat has dug a hole in the mulch and can smell the stench of cat pee. I have even caught the cat in the act of digging and have shooed it away. With spring finally here, I'm excited to beautify my yard, which includes planting more flowers and laying down some fresh mulch. I just don't want the cat to pee in it. My question is, do I approach my neighbor with my concerns or stay quiet? I researched how to deter a cat from peeing in certain places and found that I can spray vinegar on the mulch, but who wants to smell that?
You can also get a dog.
It also suggested lavender or eucalyptus. Anyway, I would appreciate any advice y'all could give me. Thanks. Fed up with feline. And then we have a quick follow-up email. Since my last email, our neighbors have acquired another cat. who is as equally annoying as the first. They both use my yard as their litter box. And what's worse, the new cat leaves spit up hairballs on my front porch. This requires the use of a pressure washer in order to wash it away. This isn't a one-time deal, as we see the hairball residue in multiple spots multiple times. I know that cats, even domesticated ones, are hunters, but these cats are something else. The OG cat left the body of a headless bunny in our yard.
Oh, oh man.
I did not read ahead.
Yikes.
Oh, God. Where my kids like to play. I told my husband about it, but by the time he grabbed a shovel to dispose of the bunny, it was gone. I haven't spoken to the neighbors about this, but the cats seem to be very comfortable being in my yard. Any advice? Still fed up with felines.
All right, Abby, I think we are spontaneously starting a new feature this morning called Abby Murphy, Cat Attorney.
Okay. So I would like to come to the defense of the cat, considering they're wild animals. And when wild animals are going to be put in the wild, they're going to do what wild animals do.
Cat pervert.
I object. So the one thing I want to make sure that I make very clear is that lavender and eucalyptus are really toxic to cats. So do not put that in your yard whatsoever. Yeah. Especially eucalyptus. Lavender, I'm like 90% sure on, but eucalyptus 100% for sure. Super toxic. I've heard citrus can be kind of deterring, but I feel like that would kill your mulch. So I'm just going to say that I'm on the side of the cats here. Let the cats be kitties and roam wherever they want to.
But I would be upset if this is her and I have kids and I get cat poop in my yard or cat pee in my yard and the stench. You have to talk to the neighbor.
Yeah.
You got to say something to the neighbor, especially if there's headless bunnies in your yard. You got to talk to the neighbor.
You don't know for sure, though, that the cat killed the headless bunny. There could be coyotes. And I guarantee you there's a ton of other animals pooping and peeing in your yard that you're not, like, you can't domesticate a cat the way you can a dog. And it would be really cruel if that cat is used to being outside to shut it inside. At this point, it is an animal in your yard. You need to fence off your mulch and protect your mulch that way. The only thing I would do is I would bill the neighbors for the hairballs and the power washing. Every time I had to do that, you need to get some medicine or figure out your cat and, like, help out those hairballs, because now you're destruction of my property and I'm having to clean it off every time. That's a little different.
So she caught the cat in the mulch, digging the mulch. Like, she knows it's the cat in the mulch peeing.
What is the owner going to do?
Well, I feel like I'm on the other side of this also. Like, if I was the cat owner or dog owner or whatever, I feel like it's my responsibility and it's only polite to make sure somehow, some way that my cat's not intruding on your property.
Exactly.
Rather than me having to go out of my way and make extra effort, it's your cat on my property.
I shouldn't be responsible for fencing off my mulch. Like, if my dog was getting in somebody's yard and pooping, as the owner, it would be my responsibility to do everything I can to prevent my dog from going into that person's yard.
I guess I just see cats and dogs as differently, because dogs can be trained, but cats cannot in the same way. And you can't corral them or contain them. I guess you could put an electronic leash on them.
Yeah, cats will just give you the middle finger.
Pretty much the middle paw. Take that, Mom.
The Burt Show.